Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
An Impact Wrestling star just debuted for WOS Wrestling. I'm Ollie Davis. This is the other one, Luke Owen. Welcome to the WOS Wrestling Wrestle Ramble Review Edition. I said Wrestle and W a lot just then. It's the penultimate one, Luke. This is episode 9 of 10. And what a surprise they saved. We just had Moose arrive in the buzzer. The Buzzer Battles, that's what it was called.
I believe it was called the Buzzer Battle. Buzzer Battle. You at first thought he said Butter Battle.
Yeah. The Butter Battle. I mean, that's a hell of... That's one for our Crap Gimmicks Intercontinental Breakfast Championship
The Butter
Division.
Battle, absolutely, yeah. But yeah, so he showed up. He was basically the last entrant into the Buzzer Battle.
I think he was the second to last entrant.
I'm pretty sure he was the last. Oh, no, second to last, because there was... was that Crater and...
Crater and... Nope, you are right. Yes. No, it was... These are confusing notes.
You've taken bad
notes. No, you're right. Moose was the very last person.
So Moose, the man who got Ollie Davis into shape, was debuted, and it was a genuine surprise because they sort of came out. It was Gabriel Kidd who was like the penultimate entrant into it, and they were like, "Oh, I guess he's the only one. Like, there's no one else coming down." Then all of a sudden, Moose, and the crowd was massively into Moose coming down. He was one of the most over guys there.
The great thing about Moose is you don't really have to know of his existence to like him. He just has to appear in front of you, start doing this, and you're like, I'm on board.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, I'm sure a lot of people knew who Moose was because Impact has a large exposure over here, being on free TV in the UK. But if you didn't know who Moose was, you'll be cheering with him in a couple of seconds.
Yeah. And he does like the moose punch, and it's a very easy thing to get into. But
and
yeah,
he's a big guy.
So it was a nice little surprise. I mean, I don't think he's on the final episode, so it's a big thing for us to say that he's debuted for the company.
Hey, you've got to get your titles.
Got to get the clicks in, haven't you? Yeah. But it was a really, really good surprise in what was actually a very fun. But, okay, well, let's get into this, shall we?
We need to unpack this, because when this was first announced, last week, they said...
Should we just quickly do the first match?
No, we'll mention that at the end. Last week, Stu Bennett, the general manager, was like, next week we're going to have a unique match, and it's going to have all of the main roster, the male roster, in this sort of thing. And we're like... Okay, so it's an over-the-top battle royal.
Yeah, the image that they showed, I was like, oh, it looks like a battle royal. And we said, it's not that unique, though, is it? It's a battle royal. Everyone's got one of those.
Turns out it is pretty unique.
It is pretty unique.
So they start explaining this, the buzzer battle. And I was like, okay, well, it's just going to be a Royal Rumble then, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no.
Or an Extreme Rules Iron Man match.
Yeah. It starts off as a singles match with both men in the ring. And then... Stu Bennett is in control of the buzzer, so the heel authority figure decides when other people come out, which I really liked. I think that does make everything quite logical.
And it builds to a really nice spot later in the match.
Yeah, and every time he hits the buzzer, another two people come down to the ring, and they go off to join
the either side. So it starts off as a singles match, but then it becomes a tag match, and then a six-person tag, then an eight-person tag, up until it's a 16-person tag.
And it's elimination.
Yes, so it's a 16-person tag, but during all the cards contrived. but it's surprising. It was like, we both thought, what's going on here?
When Stu was announcing it, I instantly had the flashbacks to TNA explaining King of the Mountain, where they go, it's quite simple, really, or the reverse battle royal.
Oh.
And you're like, what you've done is you've taken a concept that's very simple and you've just added unnecessary layers to it.
Just to be different.
And that was the way that I was looking at it. So I was like, I'm not into this at all. But credit to them, the more it went on, the more I was like, actually really enjoying this.
Yeah, really enjoying it. It provided some unique tensions and provided the match stipulation allowed for certain spots to happen. And I was actually never confused. It's hard to explain, but I was never confused.
It's really quite
about
simple.
What was going on. Yeah. And I think that is the story of WOS, really. Something will start and you'll be like, this is a bit naff. But then by the end of it, you're like, come on. So, yes. It's elimination rules, so even if it's only an eight-man tag, so you're halfway through, if you pin someone for your team, that person's eliminated.
Yes.
So, and then when it gets down to eight people left, so half the competitors have been eliminated in the tag format, it turns into an over-the-top-rope battle royal. And what was at stake was a shot at Rampage's WOS Championship,
which will take place on the final episode. So this was a little contrived. It's really quite simple, but at the same time, I was like, so at one point, the second buzzer goes off, or Stu Bennett hits the buzzer for the second time, and it's Stevie Boy and BT Gunn, who are a tag team, but they're like, you got Alex and SoCal Val going like, but they're a tag team. And Stu Bennett's like, well, they're going to have to go on opposite sides now, aren't they? So these two got off opposite sides. The heels then tag in BT Gunn. So they've now got these tag partners have got to face off against each other. And that led to a really nice spot because the other team had Yeston Reese and Kip Sabian, who are the tag champions, the heel tag champions. They essentially force their tag rivals to fight against each other. They hit their tag team finisher on Stevie Boy, and then they go like, they tag in BT Gunn. Like, now you got to pin your friend. You got to pin your tag partner. And he was like, nope, do you know what? I'm not going to do it. And so Kip Sabian tags himself back in. He pins Stevie Boy and eliminates him. Then they beat up their own tag team partner, essentially, and eliminate him. And I thought that was a really nice story. And I genuinely thought, I was like, oh, that might build to a tag team match next week.
Yeah.
But they built to a different tag team match instead.
Well, yeah, that was one of the better spots of the whole match, I thought.
Actually,
really,
my favourite
nice
came later.
It started off with Robbie X and Kip Sabian, so that's like just great action from the get-go.
It really was.
Then you had the BT Gunn and Stevie Boy bit, which was just a really cool spot. Then Yeston Reese and Liam Slater come down to complete that tag team champions on the heel side. Reese and Sabian, when they see each other, and just over the top hugging. It was some great heel work.
Because, and this is the other side of it I really like in terms of the commentary that Alex Shane and SoCal Val did. It was like, oh, Yeston Reese and Kip Sabian have just so happened to end up on the same team, have they? And Stu Bennett was like, I mean, it is random.
Yeah, it's on random.
But it's not, and we know it's not because he's the heel authority figure.
Yeah, I'm such a big fan of the commentary team and having Stu on it to play off Shane and Val like that. It really, really works. Then we had Shah Samuels and Grado, of course, going to different teams, but I was like, there's a tag team I never knew I wanted. What an odd couple brilliance that they could be. Then we got so people were being eliminated throughout this.
But this Grado bit was my favourite moment of the match. It's because the heels keep taking out Grado's tag team partners and beating down Grado. And Val is like, she wants Stu to press the buzzer to bring down someone to help Grado. But he's like, well, you know, I don't think it's time just yet. And then Val reaches across and she presses the buzzer, which brings down Davey Boy Jr., who runs down and to tag into Grado. What a great spot that was. It was a great moment for Val. And Stu Bennett's like, you've ruined my masterpiece. I really got into that. I thought it was really fun.
And Davey runs wild over everyone, but Davey Boy and Grado and Sabian and Reese all kind of get counted out together, and that's what set up the tag title match for next week. So that's really cool, and the way they built Grado and Davey together, there's that nice story there. Then you get Maxted coming down, but where's the other person who's going? Oh, it's Nathan Cruz, his Blood Feud rival, who did only lose his place in the company last week.
For 1 week, he was gone.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
And on a show where not everyone gets on the card anyway. Mm. Didn't really feel like he missed a lot.
So, we'd like these things to play out longer, but Stu was like, oh, I just like the guy. So there was... That was a okay-ish, but yeah, it was a bit wasted. But Maxen and Cruz allowed this Blood Feud thing to keep going. They just should not have had the whole Cruz is being taken out of the company.
Yes.
And then this would have been a much better storyline, I think. And then we get Justin, Sizem, and Crater. Sizem was awesome, as usual. And then we got Gabriel Kidd and Moose.
Yeah, that's no Moose Kidd. I mean, we both put snubber. Oh, it's Moose.
Yeah.
What a lovely surprise.
I mean, we were reading the spoilers from the tapings. I do not remember anything about Moose.
I was someone who wasn't reading stuff anyway. Yeah. So I've had a few people message me saying I think I know, just predicting what's going to happen in the final episode. But I'm like, I genuinely don't know. Mm. I'm very much in the dark on all of this. Someone did send me a message going I'll bet you Stu Bennett wins the title on the last episode. And I was like, if Stu Bennett had won the title, it probably would have been massive news.
But what was interesting about seeing Moose come out is I got flashbacks of, at one point in time, last year, before WOS became what it is now, Jeff Jarrett and WOS were working together and we were going to get a kind of Impact WOS joint program.
Yeah.
So you would have had these American stars come over and work with the UK guys. And I never really thought about it. But, what an interesting dynamic that would be.
And so we got a sort of a glimpse of that at MediaCon when they did Impact versus the UK, which was a lot of the WOS guys. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really, really good.
And as much as I love showcasing the UK talent, I think I almost hope that they do build on this Impact relationship. And you have people like Aries and Eli Drake coming over and... Rich Swann and Sue Young and Sammy Callahan. Sammy Callahan is not a 2:30 p.m. guy.
Kind of guy, no.
but it sort of makes it feel more big time because, just Americans, Hollywood. Yeah. When Moose came down, the air did change. It's like, oh my God, it's
Moose. It was good. It was good fun.
But yes, it comes down to an 8-person thing when various people are eliminated. And the big spot to a Crater kind of taken out everyone was this great spot where Shah Samuels and CJ Banks held down Sizem. He was in a torture rack.
Like Muppet's Treasure Island.
Yeah, and Sizem was selling this with total horror really well. And Crater just does a splash on him, which has taken out so many people beforehand. Yeah.
Because they protected that move. Mm. It was really, really good, actually. It was a good use of Crater throughout this. And it sort of built around then Moose was coming in. He was taking out CJ Banks and Shah Samuels, the cronies for Rampage, which was a lot of fun. And he gets eliminated by Crater. And Crater thinks that he's won. So he's he thinks that he's won this. But here comes Justin. And the crowd really popped when they realized that Justin was still there. And they were like, oh, we forgot all about Justin. He comes back in the ring like the bloody superhero that he is. And they built this up very well, where he tried to do a body slam on Crater, Crater just splashed him. And it was like, oh, he's never going to be able to lift Crater, is he? Look at the size of him. I know Justin's big, but I'm not sure he can lift up Crater. But wouldn't you bloody know it? Whoa, big old body slam by Justin Sizem. Terrific stuff. And then he clotheslined him over the top and he won. Loved it.
That was a really good spot. And it's such a simple one.
So simple.
It's 30 years old.
I know.
But I still, when it's done right.
It works in this, if they did this on WWE, it would be very hokey.
Yeah, and a little, Michael Cole would put it over to a ridiculous extent.
But on an ITV show, in sort of in this afternoon position, I think it just works really well. The presentation that they do for the show works for this scenario.
I tell you what, the only thing I would change, and that's not in the match, but in the grander scheme of the series, is that this comes off of two losses for Crater. Mm. Someone that, although I'm not a fan of this kind of character, you've got to respect what they've done with the character, and that's protect him and his moveset. But 2 weeks ago, he was beaten by three guys. I know it took three guys to beat him, but he was still beaten. And last week, he lost in a mask versus mask match against Robbie X, which isn't a pinfall loss, but, you know...
He's still lost.
So imagine how much bigger this moment would have been if this was the first time Crater properly showed weakness and lost.
And we said this when they were building Crater up, that they should keep him on his feet up until you have that moment, the Andre the Giant moment, where Seism does lift him off his feet. Because even when they lift him up, they could be like... And he falls onto the splash. Like, wow, that's the closest we've seen to Crater really coming off of his feet. You could have really built that if you'd have... Yeah, I mean, I do agree that I would have, had I been booking this, if it were me, I would have completely protected Crater up until this moment. Because you don't need him for the final episode. That moment you were building Crater up for was that moment there.
Yeah, and let him like... protect him for the gap, and then he comes back in season two, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then the other match on the show was Kaylee Ray having a pretty decent bout with Viper, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Although it was just weird how Viper was cheered last week and positioned as a babyface, but here she was in full heel mode. Which is like, okay, the promotion changes the characters, but the crowd usually cheers, like, stay consistent, and here they're booing Viper, and it's like, oh, I forgot that it's kind of manufactured in that way.
I was going to say, it almost felt like the sign had come up to say, boo now, and now applause.
But they have great chemistry together. It was a couple of really good near falls. And what was really, like, different for me is Ray took a lot of this match.
Yeah. Yeah, surprisingly, she took a lot of this match.
And then she won. I thought, Ray's getting a lot of the match because Viper's just going to squash her at the end. Not squash her as in, like, job her out, but... land on her and win the title. I thought they might do a title change, but no. Beat her clean.
Kaylee Ray is retaining the women's championship because I don't think it's being defended next week. Mm. So she is our champion into season two.
Yeah. Well, that's all we've got time for this episode. We have a big title match between Justin Seism and Rampage next week. Come on, Seism. And the tag title match as well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.